John Fetterman came to Braddock in 2001 to work as a youth counselor in a community plagued by violence and skyrocketing unemployment.
I was in awe because some people see blight, you know, I see ruins. And I think the term ruins confers an air of respect because it acknowledges that something very historical and important occurred here.
When Fetterman arrived, Braddock had hit rock bottom. Its streets, a mix of empty lots, closed shops, and abandoned buildings. The population dropped from 20,000 to less than 3,000 in 3 decades.
You know, when 9 out of 10 people leave a community, you know, what do you do with the remaining 10%? And again, the remaining 10%, it's not like that's in really great shape either.
Fetterman is an imposing figure. A little over 2 meters tall with shaved head and goatee, he looks like a professional wrestler, not the Harvard grad who came to work with high school dropouts.
To engage the really disenfranchised young people in the community, ones that needed their GED, ones that have probably never had a job, or if they did, they only held it briefly. And ultimately, these were the young people that registered to vote and actually elected me mayor back in, I took office in January of 2006.
Fetterman is passionate about Braddock. He's tattooed the city zip code on one forearm and the dates of each violent killing since his term began on the other. Fetterman says that even before his bid for mayor, he had decided to help the struggling town to stay alive.
I wanted to begin to save what was left of our building stock, so I bought an old church on Library Street, which was really headed to the fast track of going past the point of no return. And then I also bought an old abandoned warehouse right next door and repurposed that into my loft, my residence.
During his tenure, Fetterman has led efforts to put gardens on empty lots, build basketball courts, and turn a former school into an art center. He's also welcomed construction on a housing project for senior citizens. Despite these gains, he knows that change won't come overnight.
You can't undo 40 years of a decline in a relatively short period. And Braddock will never be what it was in the grand, thriving community with 13 furniture stores, 3 movie theaters, 40 or 50 pubs. But what it can be and what it needs to become is a community that treats the residents that we have but also goes out and brings in people and attracts people into the community.
Among the newcomers is a potter who has set up a ceramic studio in the basement of the library. A biodiesel fuel business and a furniture manufacturing startup have also moved in. They are as important to the mayor's vision as our long-term residents, like former public official Evelyn Benzo and Carnegie Library Director Vicki Vargo.
I never wanted to move anyplace else. I just believe in Braddock, and while it will never be what it was, it can be better than it is.
You know, the people on my block, they all know me. You know, and if it's not because they knew my family, it's because I work here. You know, like, hey, aren't you that lady that works down the street? And there's that, again, that connection.
Everybody has a part to play, whether you live here, work here, you know, take care of the community as if it was your own.
That, of course, means putting people to work, which is the mission of the Employment Training Center in the city's core. Responding to the high rates of unemployment in the region, residents come for job counseling, training, academic tutoring, and child care. On this day, the center runs classes and workshops to train clerical workers, census takers, and environmental technicians.
Remember, when you're saying this, try to remember.
An operating steel mill is the backdrop for the town. It's ironic that none of the 900 workers lives in Braddock. Mayor Fetterman has his sights set beyond steel. There's an abandoned factory on the outskirts of town that has sat vacant for 20 years, depriving the region of valuable tax revenue and jobs. Cary Furnace is owned by the county government, whose development manager, Patrick Early, has high hopes for the riverfront property.
A local technology company could come in and set up a small manufacturing area, light industrial, maybe small distribution. That would allow for a great number of opportunities to get everything set up and to complement the other sites around.
Fetterman knows a shovel-ready project when he sees one, and he'd like some of the money from the president's economic stimulus package to help put people to work in Braddock.
Because if you get the Cary Furnace right, you're going to be able to kind of recast the entire Mon Valley in a way that it's, you know, a green enterprise zone, but also have residential opportunities there. It's not going to fix all the region's issues, not by a long shot, but it's going to be an important engine for the overall health of the Mon Valley.
When Fetterman talks about the future, he sees green. That the region with its rich industrial heritage could once again lead the nation is a reality he hopes to bring to this small river town. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Braddock, Pennsylvania.